Midtown Manhattan, New York City, to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Yeah, here we are, hour two of the Big Radio Show. My name is Tom Sullivan. Welcome to the Monday edition. Today is the anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination. We'll get to that next hour. I want to do just maybe another this half hour on this security business, because it's not security. And then I want to move on, because Medicaid, there's a whole bunch of states that are saying we want to bail on it. We want to get out of it. So we'll get into that as well. But first, we've got, I got a letter from Sean Hamilton, who says, "Dear Tom, I generally respect you as the less strident conservative voice on the radio. While we don't share the same assumptions about how things work, I recognize you as a sincere man of goodwill. I wish, however, you would refrain from the annoying habit among conservative talk show hosts of polarizing every issue as left, right, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican. Yesterday I heard you talking about the airport screening. You said, where is the left on this? Implying left-wingers are not equally outraged by this violation of rights. I'll let you in on a little secret about the left. Right or wrong, we also care about freedom. Most of us care about the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, yes, including the Second Amendment. I suspect you just don't know many true left-wingers. I don't mean liberal corporists like the Clintons or Obamas. I never heard any real left-wing voices on your show. Maybe a few weak-kneed centrists. My leftist friends are livid and outraged by this whole TSA scenario. I am refusing to fly until it's resolved. In fact, on Wednesday, November 24th, I'll attend an opt-out day protest at the airport. Maybe you can get some of your friends to come by." So there's a from Sean, who says he's a liberal, and he's upset too. So I don't know if I can't imagine this opt-out day is going to work all that well, because, I mean, if you're trying to get to grandma's house, the last thing you want to do is slow down the whole process, don't you? I mean, wouldn't you want to go? Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
I just wanted to point out that those of us that will be attending the protest at the Sacramento airport for the National Opt-Out Day, we are not going there intending to disrupt travelers. We're going there simply to make our presence known and let people understand that there is opposition to this. But we're not going there to mess anybody up.
Is this the Sean that sent me the letter?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm so glad you called.
And I appreciate you reading it on the air.
Yeah, well, I like to, especially for those of you on the left who think that somehow we shut you out. I don't, you know.
Well, like I was saying, I heard you say, "Where's the left on this?" Well, here we are.
Well,
and there are a lot of us out here. And I heard that clip you played from Whoopi Goldberg.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Okay, but this morning also heard Limbaugh trying to tie this thing to Obama, and I think I should point out that it was Michael Chertoff, who was the Homeland Security chief under Bush, that has business ties to Rapiscan, or Rapiscan, however you pronounce it, that makes the scanning machines.
Rapiscan's a good Freudian slip, the shot.
Well, that was no slip on my part.
I know it. No, but listen, I know you can't tune in every day, but we mark you down absent when you're not here. But I got it. The other day I was all over Chertoff about this whole thing, about he's behind this whole thing of pushing the sale of these machines. And who was that guy that called who accused me of trying to politicize it? I'm saying, what do you mean? I'm going after the Republican, the guy on the Bush administration. That's who I'm mad at. This isn't about Republican or Democrat.
No, it sure isn't. And we've got to quit looking at these people like Bush and Obama like we're rooting for our favorite football teams, and realize the problem is the federal government. It doesn't matter who's in office. And we need to start getting together instead of picking on each other.
I couldn't agree more. This is not for security. We should all be locked arm in arm.
Yes, we should.
But I don't know. So you're going out to the airport on Wednesday. Are you traveling, or are you just going to go out there and put your protest signs up?
No,
and stuff like that?
I have refused to travel until this is resolved satisfactorily. I will not be flying, and I fly, quite regularly, sometimes internationally. I will not be flying again unless this is resolved.
I don't know when the airlines are going to step in. They'll step in, obviously, when they see business drop off.
It's going to drop off. I can predict that.
Well, right now, I saw today where, I don't know if it was AAA or somebody said, people are going to be traveling more this Thanksgiving weekend than last year by 13%. Pretty good boost, which is also one of those little ancillary things about, hey, maybe people are feeling better about the economy. You know, you kind of tuck that over here and watch for other signs like that. But I'm sure a lot of people, they made their plans months ago, long before all this came along, and they're not going to change them now. So they're going to go through with Thanksgiving. But you're thinking after that, watch the passenger traffic.
Oh, yeah. This story broke really after most people had made their reservations. But
yes,
it's good that we will be seeing a lot of folks that we know and being able to hear their experience.
I think so, too.
But there's going to be a backlash to this. And this is just, like you say, it goes so much beyond political affiliation that we need to drop that and focus on the real issues.
Yeah, and the other part, too, is I don't want to crucify the TSA because of the officers on the front line. Probably 99% of them are not real happy about this either. But I'm sure
they hate having to do this. Hopefully they hate it.
I would hope so. But it's the people in Washington that are... I'm in charge and I'm powerful and you will do it because I tell you to do it. I'm the government. And that's scary no matter which side of the aisle you're on. So
you're absolutely right. So I appreciate your covering the issue.
You bet. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thanks,
I appreciate
Tom.
You chiming in as well. He identified himself as a good man of the left, and he's upset too and saying the people on the left and the right. I agree with him. This is not about politics. This is not about left and right versus right and left.